The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Yeah, so that's quite something to hear an introduction to yourself. Like, really? Is that really me? Did I do those things? I don't know. It's kind of an interesting thing. But related to something that was on there, said I'm on the board of directors of the Buddhist Insight Network, and that is, it's a collection of different sitting groups and meditation centers around the United States, some in Canada and some in Mexico, and even one in the UK. And we meet, we get together about once a year, the greater, I mean, we invite other people, there's maybe like 60 or 80 people that get together, and we talk about the issues of running a center, volunteers, Donna, teachers and students, you know, just the type of the diversity, the things that come up, and we just kind of share, what are you doing over there, here's what we do over here. And I just came from there, from earlier today. And when I was sharing some of the things that we do here at IMC, my heart felt really full. I felt like, wow, that there's so many great things here. You know, we're that just I felt happy to be part of this community and this center and to be part of what makes it happen. And just happy that the Dharma is offered in so many different ways here at IMC. And in this particular session in which I was talking, other people were sharing what they were doing at their centers. And my heart became full with that too, right? Just like all these people, through the generosity of their spirit, for their love of the Dharma, for their kind of seeking a spiritual path, they were finding ways to be of service to communities or to solve problems or to help others. And I was filled with so much gratitude. And it's a nice feeling, actually, right? Just kind of a expansive feeling. And it was amplified because this meeting was held at Spirit Rock, which is a meditation center about an hour north. Maybe some of you have been there. And they have what they call a gratitude hut, just off the path as you're going up to the retreat center. And when you go into this little hut, it's quite something. You see all these pictures of the founders of kind of this movement in the West, Sharon Salzberg, Joseph Goldstein, Jack Kornfield, James Baraz. These are people who are still alive and teaching today, but who originally learned this in Asia back in the 70s and brought it to America. So it's quite something to be in this hut and to see that for the people at Spirit Rock, a gratitude hut is filled with people. Pictures of all these people. It's kind of fun to see, you know, back in the 70s and the 80s, what everybody looked like back then. But that, for me, highlighted that one of these qualities of gratitude is that it connects us to other people, other things, other experiences. So in addition to being kind of, for me at least, a pleasant experience, gratitude, it also kind of ties us up with the rest of the world. Not always, but often we have gratitude for something out there, whether it's a person, an experience, an institution, or whatever it is. So it helps us kind of relax some of the self-concern we have often, or some of the I have to do it, or it's all up to me, or I have to control everything. Gratitude is a little bit the opposite of that, and that is kind of a relaxing and opening and acknowledging how we're connected to others, other people, other things. And I would say that in addition to feeling connected, as I've alluded to, there's also kind of like a softening of our heart, it's hard to be really preoccupied and complaining and feel gratitude at just the exact same moment, right? Gratitude is often like the opposite of complaining, which we all do, right? There's often things that are not quite right in the world, and there's often things that maybe aren't quite right in our experience, or so sometimes complaining is a way that we respond. But complaining often, for me at least, leads to a kind of a contracted feeling, a little bit more tension, a little bit less openness to things. I'm stuck in kind of what's happening and kind of wrestling with what's happening and trying to either push it away or change it or control it. Or in some way, I'm like really stuck. You know, like attached or Elmer's glue type of thing to what's happening when I'm complaining. But gratitude, for me, it's more the experience of kind of a giving away, a letting go, a sharing, a softening of my preoccupation. In this way, gratitude can be like other experiences that soften our self-concern, soften our preoccupations. Gratitude is closely related to appreciation, and appreciation also allows us to see things that perhaps we can't see if we're not appreciative, if we're stuck on just this that side of the spectrum that's not how we wish things were. Also, gratitude is related to a type of care, a type of love. In the Buddhist parlance, we even use this word mudita. Also, sympathetic joy. That is when we see something that's really great that's happened for an individual. There's a, like, makes you feel happy to see something else that's happy for somebody else. So gratitude has that, is in that family of experiences, of things that connect us to other things, other people, and soften our preoccupations. Gratitude, I think by definition, are usually, we're grateful for things that have a positive, that we associate with positively, that have a positive experience with. And most likely, most of the time, in our experience, there's a mixture. Even when we feel like everything is really awful, there may be some things that are not so awful. So if we are thinking about gratitude and bring to mind things to be thankful for, not in a way that is from a sense of kind of diminutive, helpless, like, this is awful and I guess I should just be thankful that I'm alive, but this is really awful. You know, not that kind of a feeling, but more a feeling like, yes, this is uncomfortable. Yes, this is not how I wish it were. Yes, this is not correct or right in the world. And I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to share how I feel. I'm grateful that, I don't know what it would be exactly, but chances are that most of our experiences aren't 100% awful. I'm sure those experiences do exist, but I hope for all of you that that's not the majority of your time. The majority of your time is probably a mixture. And so by cultivating gratitude, it can help us see things more clearly. It can help us see things how they really are. They're not all bad. I feel like I keep on saying this. I don't want to pretend like bad things don't happen, because they do. And I don't want to pretend like there isn't injustices in the world, because there are. But I do want to say that gratitude can help us see those things that aren't problems, because our mind often doesn't pay attention to that problem it doesn't have to solve. We're kind of programmed to solve problems, fix things. So things that are fine, we tend to not see, or we tend to ignore, or we tend to forget about. It's just the way our minds work. And when there's a lot of awfulness happening, maybe rather than being Pollyanna and saying it's not there, maybe a gratitude can just change the ecology of the mind. Let's use that expression. Just shift it a little bit so that some new things can grow or can develop, be cultivated in our minds, if we're also allowing appreciation of those things that are okay, those things that are good, those things that we're thankful for. Many of you may know that there has been clinical research on gratitude practice. You know, that is, like having a gratitude journal at the end of the day, write down a number of things that you feel gratitude for. And the research shows that individuals who do this have, if they had depression, it tends to lessen. I think I have that right, or maybe it's related to a lessening of depression. I don't remember if they had it before, or if they were in a if they had a history of depression and they were didn't have a relapse. But let's just say that it has an effect on our mental well-being, on the way that we feel about things. Our scientist friends can show us the data, but I think many of us can also have that experience. That if you think about being simple things, being grateful for, it does kind of change your disposition or your thought, maybe momentarily, maybe has a longer duration. But that has value. I think anything in our minds and hearts that help us soften and help us turn towards what is and see the whole picture as clearly as we can, the bad and the good, is a way forward, is a way to find greater freedom, is a way to find greater ease and peace. A number of years ago, I was having dinner with some of my friends, and we were at their house, and they wanted to say a blessing or something nice before the meal. And I felt quite touched when my friend said, "May those individuals who helped make this meal possible be happy and free from suffering. May those who watered the plants, those who manufactured the pipes that brought the water that was irrigated, may those who picked the plants, may those who loaded the trucks after the assembling them in some cold, what is this when you take the plants off? You can tell I'm not a farmer, right? Harvest, thank you, Maureen. They harvested, and all their families, and the people, the truck drivers, and the people who made the trucks and made the tires, and the people who made the roads and the stop signs, and the people at the warehouse and who constructed the warehouse, and the people at the grocery store who work at the grocery store, who built the grocery store. She may have gone on for a little bit longer, but you get the sense. It was quite something. I hadn't quite made this connection before, but you can see if you want to be grateful for something that here we were about to share a meal together, it really kind of created this sense of connection with so many people, helped to make something very simple, the salad on my plate, available and possible. So that's a kind of a very explicit way that gratitude can kind of tie us together. Not only did my friend do this saying, which made me think of all these other people, but now, often before I'm going to have a meal, I think of her too and her sharing this. So there's lots of ways in which gratitude and sharing gratitude can knit us together with other people, other experiences, other places. So along those lines of saying a blessing or something before a meal, the word gratitude is related to the word grace. And if I remember correctly, I think it's a Latin word that's related to the word thankful. But when I think of grace, I think of something kind of big and spacious. It may have lots of different meanings for many of us, but it's not something that is contracted and trying to control. It doesn't cause an individual to feel like he or she has to control everything or solve all the problems or be in charge, hold tightly to things. Grace has that opposite sense. In the same way, I think gratitude does as well. More of a softening, a sharing, connecting. Often gratitude leads to generosity. Not always, sometimes. Just seems like an extension that when you feel gratitude and appreciation, you want to be generous. There's so many different ways to be generous. Part of it is to share your appreciation with the person, if it is a person that you feel gratitude for. That's very often nice to hear. Other people appreciate hearing that others are, that they are appreciated. Especially if it's, you know, a heartfelt, simple acknowledgement. I know when Maureen was reading my bio and talking about some of the things that I do here at IMC, for me this grew out of a sense of gratitude. I kind of stumbled upon this place here at IMC and started to meditate, and it was very, very meaningful for me. And I felt like, well, I don't know, I wanted to contribute. I wanted to make it possible for other people to be here. I wanted to support the other volunteers. It just, kind of my generosity of time, as it happened, I had time, lots of time. It was just a way for me to express my gratitude, was to volunteer here and do quite a number of things. And of course, generosity, sometimes money, too, material support. It doesn't have to be, but it often is. So sometimes I know that at IRC, the Insight Retreat Center, our residential retreat center, this is where individuals come for usually a week for a silent meditation retreat, and they're freely offered. And people after that, they feel a lot of gratitude for the teachings, for that possibility to practice in such a way, to be surrounded, to live for those days in an environment where you feel really safe and really cared for and really calm. It's a beautiful experience. I'm not saying it's always easy and perfect, but it's quite a unique experience. And a lot of people feel very generous afterwards and donate money so that other people can have that experience. And IRC has now been running for 2 years. We rely solely on the generosity of people, and it's working fine. We have enough money to pay our bills, buy the food, to feed people who arrive, take care of our building. Just because of people's generosity, that flows out of their gratitude for the experience they had, for the opportunity to practice in that way, to be in that way. Let's see, so it's about 8:30. I feel like I've talked a lot about gratitude, and I'd love to hear from you. Like, is there a way that gratitude has impacted you? Has it had an effect on your life? It's okay if it hasn't. It's not something that you know everybody must have, you must experience. There's been a lot of suffering in the world. And some people, maybe they don't feel gratitude, but maybe it's worthwhile to just reflect on not feeling gratitude and just being okay with that and just turn towards that if that's the experience. My point is, I don't want to sit here and say, oh, we all feel gratitude and isn't it a great thing? Sometimes it's difficult too. But I believe that often we do feel gratitude, and often it has had an effect on us. If nothing else, it helps us to see the bigger picture, perhaps, not just what we're concerned about and making this fist, right, what we're kind of tied up about, but see things that are bigger. So I'd love it if someone would like to share a story about gratitude, how it's touched your life, impact it has had. Something like this. Thank you.
Is this good? Is it on? Hello? It's very close to my mouth, so much more.
Is this better? Okay. I wanted to ask you, before I said anything, you said there was a term I hadn't heard before of how you feel happiness for someone else's happiness.
Yeah, so this is a word that's in Pali, which is one of the Buddhist languages, and it's mudita. It's often translated as sympathetic joy, so that when you see somebody else feeling really happy or something really good happening, that you yourself feel joy because they're happy.
Yeah, so that resonated with me because I felt that today.
Oh.
And it was because of a good friend of mine who has been feeling very isolated and not having a lot of friends. We both recently made a new friend, and it dawned on me today that this person had become a friend to both of us, and I felt very grateful to her for being willing to open her heart and her life to us to become a new friend, because it's actually very hard to make new friends. And I was so happy for myself, but also for this other friend who has someone else in his life who he can feel close to. So I felt both gratitude towards our new friend and happiness for both of us that we received her friendship. And it also made me realize that it made me feel good because I realized that perhaps the people who receive my friendship also feel grateful towards me for that, and that it goes both ways. So I felt, a lot of joy.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for sharing this wonderful story. There's somebody here. If you go, you can either hand it all the way across or you can walk across.
So I have a gratitude story that happened last night, and I actually just remembered it by listening to you today. I kind of had, in the midst of everything, I had forgotten it had occurred. I've had a very, very profoundly challenging week. Okay. And I've had to really rely on one of my best friends. Well, her spouse and I am challenged with this person. Don't like hanging out with her. However, with my friend's spouse's cooperation, I've been able to have my friend to myself to help me cope with this horrible stuff. And last night, I went to their house, and there was just this moment. I was standing in the doorway about to go into the kitchen, and all of a sudden, even though most of the feelings I feel toward this person are not pleasant and often quite angry, I actually felt this moment of gratitude that if she had not been willing to, like, you know, put all the kids to bed that night, that I could not have had my friend, you know, the night before to, you know, speak with me and listen to me. And I turned to her and said to her, I really appreciate everything that you do. And at first she didn't hear me, you know, sometimes I don't hear you the first time. And I said, I really appreciate everything that you do. And then she got it. And then that was it. And it was one of the few rare moments in my life when I kind of felt gratitude really palpably. And it was all the more shocking because it was directed towards someone that I don't like. Or whose company I often find unpleasant. So it was kind of even more, you know, unexpected.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I came this evening so that I could take that, you know, keep that moment in mind and reflect on it some more, because clearly I think it was important for me. So
thank you for sharing. I love this story as well. And, you know, maybe use this expression, kind of the ecology of the heart or the ecology of the mind maybe gets shifted a little bit when gratitude gets put in there. Well, you know, things will unfold as they will unfold, but now that there's gratitude in there, maybe they'll be a little bit different. That's nice. Thank you for sharing.
I had experiences with taking a few friends to a couple of different emergency rooms.
I think, is it going like in and out?
Is it?
Oh, this is troubling. That are microphones.
And the emergency rooms and the people in the emergency rooms were miraculous. It was astonishing. It's all these people were hanging out waiting for something to happen. And they were really different in character. It's like I had taken this one friend down to Kaiser Santa Clara where everybody has tattoos. And then another friend to Stanford where if they have tattoos they're very well hidden. And it was wonderful. And of course they were both disgruntled and uncomfortable and in pain, and the people just responded. They were genuinely there, everybody, and in some of the busier places they handed my friends from one person to the other, one person to the other, and there were other times when somebody just stayed with them and stayed with them, and they had the wit to know, you know, when they could leave them alone and when they needed to monitor them and stuff like that, and they really gave them much more information than I think that people usually think that medical people give. And they're out there. They're out there right now. Mm-hmm. They're like, in case something goes wrong, all those people are sitting mm-hmm. in the emergency room or doing whatever. And, you know, they're a support to us. And they're invisible to me. That's not something that I come into contact with very much. So it was really like, whoa, this is really cool.
Mm.
You know, it's they're there, and there's around here. We didn't sit for hours and hours and wait to be seen. It's like they took into account that these people were in pain, and they brought the people who were in pain in. It was remarkable. We live in a really good area, and the medical stuff and the people are so responsive.
Thank you, Maureen. That's a nice thing to be grateful for, that if we ever have to go to the emergency room, that there are people there, that there are emergency rooms, right? We can go, and skilled people there to take care of us and our friends.
I'll just sit right here. You know, I've had this profound experience happen a few times now where, you know, just unpleasant drama stuff is going on in your life and in my life. And I will go and hang out with my friends who have children, and it shifts everything. And I don't know what the chemistry is there or what happens. But just spending an hour or 2 hours with the kids, and sometimes I'll babysit them and I won't even be with their moms or their dads. I'll just be with the kids. But there's something about spending the time with them and them being so spontaneous and in the moment and willing to play and engage and not worrying about what happened yesterday or what's going to happen tomorrow. And it shifts something inside of me. And I'm so grateful for it. There's times now that if those times are going on in my life, I'll ask my friends, I'll be like, can I spend a little time with your kids? Because I know that's going to help bring me out of that. I think you called it self-concerning kind of thoughts or behaviors going on. So I'm just finding myself really grateful for those children and for their open spirits and their spontaneity and just being able to spend the time with them.
Mm. Thank you. Yeah, maybe it's not always children too, but sometimes just spending time with people that are just completely different than what we're accustomed to.
Is this close enough? So I guess like a week ago, I had to go through a procedure where I couldn't really leave the house. I barely could open my eyes or whatever. And I was really, really bummed because I couldn't see anybody except my dog. And I wouldn't say that I'm retrospectively necessarily grateful, but I appreciate now the time because it highlighted the salience of little things, I guess, to appreciate, because I didn't realize how much I just appreciated going to the grocery store or like seeing my neighbor or like waiting in line. It was just for whatever reason, that period of forced isolation made me appreciate things that before I had taken for granted. So
but you have a different perspective now.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you for sharing. Think back here.
So I'll start the story with a sort of a sad note, but it's actually not a sad story. My father died when I was very young. I was 4 and a half. And at the time, that seemed like I suppose, growing up as a young man, that's quite a difficult thing to deal with. And it took me a long time to come to terms with it. But he was only 29, and he drowned. But when my life extended past when he died, it became a moment of, like, every day since then has been a gift to me, because I now live longer than he did. And everything that I have in my life is sort of more than what he had, or even time-wise. So in some ways, it was a tragedy, but it was a great gift to me in many ways because it has made me much more grateful for everything that I have.
Great, thank you for sharing. It's also having a certain perspective on our everyday experiences that have something that's you wouldn't wish on anybody, but it does shift your perspective. Beginning of the evening, we sat here and meditated, and often at the end, after Maureen rings the bell, it's a nice sounding bell. I'm grateful for that bell. We often bow, and for me, this bow, this short little bow, has turned into just a little expression of gratitude, just that I have the opportunity to practice, to meditate, kind of that I'm taking care of myself in this way also, kind of like gratitude, like, okay, Diana, this was good that you did this, or, you know, something. So kind of a bow is just, for me, is often kind of like a little thank you, a little thank you out to the universe, not necessarily with some specific thing, but just that small gesture for me often has that that tone to it. Would anybody else like to share something about gratitude? So one thing that I said is that gratitude is related to some of the other experiences that soften our heart or open, cause an opening or a loosening of the grip. And some people have proposed that maybe a gratitude practice is what could really support meditation for this reason, that it kind of can help you soften your wrestling with what is. And it can lead to some calmness, which can help you be settled, as well as to some joy and some appreciation of the connectedness, as I said. I don't know if this is true. I haven't done this myself, using gratitude as a support for a meditation practice. But I think it's something to worth exploring because, as I've been talking about, kind of the theme here is the idea of it does kind of soften our hearts, and I think it's easier to be with what is, which is a big part of meditation practice, if you're not contracted, if you're not wrestling with what is. So I'm thinking that I'm going to explore this and try this in my meditation practice. I offer this, we can see if it works for you, if you're interested in it, but I think that anything that kind of helps us be present and trying to see the whole picture of what's happening and not be contracted is a good thing. Because, yes,
what would that look like? A gratitude practice?
Yeah, so for me, I don't know if any of you are familiar with Brahma Vihara practice, kind of the loving kindness practice. So for me, it would be like phrases. Well, actually, I say maybe a few phrases to begin with, like to bring to mind things that I'm grateful for, including things like, honestly, I appreciate living in Northern California. We have such great weather here, right? I think so. So bringing to mind, either with a phrase or just visualizing, and then kind of concentrating or focusing on that sensation that arises, that experience of gratitude, the, I keep on using this word, softness in the heart. I wish I had a better way to say it, but for me that's how I experience this. And then cultivate that experience. And then when I feel like it's drifting away or my mind is completely drifted away, then again to come back, is there something that I feel grateful for? Another thing, perhaps the same thing. So I offer this. It's not a conventional Buddhist practice, but something that I'm curious to explore, and maybe you will be too. Well, maybe we'll end with a little bit early with my saying my gratitude for having the opportunity to share with you and sit with you, practice with you. I have a lot of gratitude for all of you and for IMC, the great weather, all kinds of things. So may you all be happy and free from suffering.